Jeremiah chapter 50. The word that the Lord Jehovah spoke against Babylon and against the land of the Chaldeans by Jeremiah the prophet. Declare among the nations, and publish, and set up a standard, flag, banner, publish, and do not conceal it. Say, Babylon is taken, Bel is confounded, Merodach is broken in pieces, her idols are confounded, her images are broken in pieces. Because out of the north there comes up a nation against her, which will make her land desolate, and no one will live in it. They will remove, they will depart, both man and beast. In those days, and in the time, says the Lord Jehovah, the children of Israel will come, they and the children of Judah together, going and weeping. They will go, and seek the Lord Jehovah, their God. They will ask the way to Zion with their faces toward there, saying, come, and let us join ourselves to the Lord Jehovah in a perpetual covenant that will not be forgotten. My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray, they have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill, they have forgotten their resting place. All who found them have devoured them. And their adversaries said, we do not offend, because they have sinned against the Lord Jehovah, the home of justice, even the Lord Jehovah, the hope of their forefathers. Remove out of the midst of Babylon, and go forth out of the land of the Chaldeans, and be as the male goats before the flocks. Because, look, I will raise and cause to come up against Babylon an assembly of great nations from the north country. And they will set themselves in array against her. From there she will be taken. Their arrows will be as of a mighty expert man. No one will return in vain. And Chaldea will be a spoil, all who spoil her will be satisfied, says the Lord Jehovah. Because you were glad, because you rejoiced, O destroyers of my heritage, because you have grown fat as the heifer in grass, and bellow as bulls. Your mother will be greatly confounded. She who bore you will be ashamed. Indeed, the rearmost parts of the nations will be a wilderness, a dry land, and a desert. Because of the wrath, anger, judgment of the Lord Jehovah, no one will live in it, but it will be completely desolate. Everyone who goes by Babylon will be astonished, and hiss at all her plagues. Put yourselves in array against Babylon all around, all you who bend the bow, shoot at her, spare no arrows, because she has sinned against the Lord Jehovah. Shout against her all around. She has given her hand. Her foundations have fallen, her walls are thrown down, because it is the vengeance of the Lord Jehovah, take vengeance upon her. As she has done, do to her. Cut off the sower from Babylon, and he who handles the sickle in the time of harvest. Because of fear of the oppressing sword they will turn everyone to his people, and they will flee everyone to his own land. Israel is a scattered sheep. The lions have driven him away. First the king of Assyria has devoured him. And last of all this Nebuchadrezzar king of Babylon has broken his bones. Therefore this is what the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, the God of Israel says. Indeed, I will punish the king of Babylon and his land, as I have punished the king of Assyria. And I will bring Israel again to his home, and he will feed on Carmel and Bashan, and his soul will be satisfied upon Mount Ephraim and Gilead. In those days, and in the time, says the Lord Jehovah, the sin of Israel will be sought for, and there will none be found. And the sins of Judah, and they will not be found. Because I will pardon those whom I reserve. Go up against the land of Marathaim, even against it, and against those who live in Peked, waste and completely destroy after them. Says the Lord Jehovah. And do according to all that I have commanded you. A sound of battle is in the land, and of great destruction. How has the hammer of the whole earth cut in two and broken? How has Babylon become a desolation among the nations? I have laid a snare for you, and you are also taken, O Babylon, and you were not aware. You are found, and also caught, because you have striven against the Lord Jehovah. The Lord Jehovah has opened his armory, and has brought forth the weapons of his indignation. Because this is the work of the Lord God Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes. In the land of the Chaldeans. Come against her from the furthermost border, open her storehouses, cast her up as heaps, and destroy her completely. Let nothing of her be left. Kill all her bulls. Let them go down to the slaughter. Woe to them! Because their day has come, the time of their visitation. The voice of those who flee and escape out of the land of Babylon, to declare in Zion the vengeance of the Lord Jehovah our God, the vengeance of his temple. Call together the archers against Babylon. All you who bend the bow, camp against it all around, let no one of it escape. Repay her according to her work. According to all that she has done, do to her. Because she has been proud against the Lord Jehovah, against the Holy One of Israel. Therefore her young men will fall in the streets, and all her men of war will be cut off in that day. Says the Lord Jehovah. Indeed, I am against you, O you most proud, says the Lord God Jehovah, of hosts, armies, because your day has come, the time that I will visit you. And the most proud will stumble and fall, and no one will raise him up, and I will kindle a fire in his cities, and it will devour all around him. This is what the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, says. The children of Israel and the children of Judah were oppressed together, and all who took them captives held them fast. They refused to let them go. Their Redeemer is strong. The Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, is his name. He will thoroughly plead their cause, that he may give rest to the land, and trouble those who live in Babylon. A sword is upon the Chaldeans, says the Lord Jehovah, and upon those who live in Babylon, and upon her princes, and upon her wise men. A sword is upon the liars, and they will dote, become foolish. A sword is upon her mighty men, and they will be dismayed. A sword is upon their horses, and upon their chariots, and upon all the mingled people who are in her midst. And they will become as women. A sword is upon her treasures. And they will be robbed. A drought is upon her waters. And they will be dried up. Because it is the land of graven images, and they are mad upon their idols. Therefore the wild beasts of the desert with the wild beasts of the islands will live there, and the owls will live in it. And it will no more be lived in forever. Neither will it be lived in from generation to generation. As God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah and its neighbor cities, says the Lord Jehovah. So no man will stay there, neither will any son of man live in it. Indeed, a people will come from the north, and a great nation, and many kings will be raised up from the coasts of the earth. They will hold the bow and the lance. They are cruel, and will not show mercy. Their voice will roar like the sea, and they will ride upon horses, everyone put in array, like a man to the battle, against you, O daughter of Babylon. The king of Babylon has heard the report of them, and his hands have grown feeble, anguish took hold of him, and pain is of a woman in childbirth. Indeed. He will come up like a lion from the swelling of the Jordan River to the home of the strong, but I will cause them to suddenly run away from her. And who is a chosen man, whom I may appoint over her? Because who is like me? And who will appoint me the time? And who is that shepherd who will stand before me? Therefore hear the counsel of the Lord Jehovah that he has taken against Babylon, and his purposes, that he has purposed against the land of the Chaldeans, surely the least of the flock will draw them out. Surely he will make their home desolate with them. At the noise of the taking of Babylon the earth is moved, and the cry is heard among the nations.